Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
I'm trying to look up these sports Emmys that are today. Holly Rowe, she got Emmy for Outstanding Reporter.
Oh, Sook's girlfriend?
Outstanding Sports Personality Play-by-Play goes to Mike Doc Emmerich. Let's go.
Go back to Sook's room and watch some film. Is that what Holly Rowe offered him? I believe that's
what it was. In 2018. God, I'm so bad at Twitter.
I was going to say, Doc Emmerich retired like 5 years ago.
Is he dead?
Well, I can't help but that their timeline is showing like five tweets down is May 2018, and Holly Rowe is in 2023.
You know what you're doing?
He's got.
Are you logged into Twitter or not?
If
you're not logged into Twitter, Patrick, they encourage you to sign up or log in. You basically get five or six tweets separated by years.
Yeah, like their most popular tweets.
Yeah. You don't get anything like up to date. So I've fallen into that pitfall. It's not your fault, buddy. Not your fault at all.
Draisaitl passes off to McDavid. He scores! Oilers!
You ever been to a volcano?
I think I'm going to bid on some of that Bill Walton stuff. Just the Grateful Dead stuff.
I'm unfamiliar.
Oh, all of his stuff's going up for auction.
Yeah, his championship rings, his jerseys.
Does he have a 5-wood up for auction by chance?
He does not, actually.
No, a bike.
His bikes
two.
Are. And he's got a bunch of Grateful Dead stuff that I'm interested in.
I don't think I can swing a bike at a golf club.
He's got a license plate up for grabs. Yeah. Like, it's quite a bit.
I need to go to estate sales. I think there's some old dudes that have recently passed that probably have some real nice golf clubs.
All right, this is Fair or Foul, everybody's favorite. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, we turn it over to Schultzy.
All right, guys, we were talking about Juan Soto earlier in the show.
Yeah, he's lazy and he deserves...
He sucks. No, actually, he's still really good. We were talking about his high number of walks. Go get the podcast anywhere you find your podcasts. From 1080 The Fan, he, of course, and we'll give you the number because you did say it earlier, 38 walks for Juan Soto. He is actually not quite leading MLB, but he is close, guys. I will give you the three leaders in Major League Baseball, Marcelo Ozuna, Rafael Devers, and Juan Soto. Devers has 38 walks.
We're supposed to talk about Devers today.
I know, right? It's weird, but he is on the list. Hey, Devers is batting .286.
I care less about Devers.
And he is kind of a bitch.
Gotta please Boss Man Cooley, though. We'll have to shoehorn it in somehow.
Yeah. I think he wins the award of overreaction of the early part of MLB 2025.
That's a fact. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, continue.
No,
Marcelo Ozuna, Rafi Devers.
Yeah, they all have... Ozuna leads it with 40 walks. Devers and Soto each have 38, right? So fair or foul, you guys. These three players combined, the leaders in walks in Major League Baseball, have more walks than the total team of the Los Angeles Angels. Fair or foul?
I was hoping you were going to say Rockies, because I think that Rockies have, like, the three most struck out players
He's
of the
season.
He's
trying to get us to, like, try.
of the Anaheim Angels of Los Angeles. Southern California of Orange County.
Of California featuring Nolan presented by Vizio.
And Carlsbad
at the Rose Bowl.
Rockies are not even close, so no.
I'll take a stab at this. You know, this Angels team... Yeah, I'm going to say foul. All right, fair. Yeah,
you know,
I think they
this Angels team.
This Angels team, you know, they won four from the Dodgers.
Look out for them.
They're a baseball
Nobody
team.
Nobody mess with the mouse. I'm just telling you.
I will say fair because I, as much as I, like, secretly want this Angels team to be good, I don't think they are. I think they got guys that strike out and hit the ball. I don't think they got guys taking walks.
Yeah.
Total assumption. No facts behind that.
And I will jump on that assumption train right there. Because
well, you know what they say about assumptions?
I don't.
The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Is that what they say? Is that another one of those made-up sayings that
yes.
I was showing you earlier?
Yeah, those were great.
They are good. Sometimes you just got to put your finger on the hose, you
Dude,
know?
You're a guy that... You're the pen left in the washing machine. That was the best one. I will say fair.
You're calling balls and strikes from outfield, Patrick.
Oh, my God. All right, are we good?
Did I I'm riding the assumption train that fair, they have more walks combined than the Angels do.
It is close, you guys, but is actually fouled just by one. Soto and Devers each have 38. Marcel has 40. It would be a total of 116 if my math is correct, and the Angels have 117. But, God, that is just an ass stat. And... I mean, since the third week of the season, the Angels have pretty much been ass. And
not stats for your ass. Ass stats.
Ass for your ass.
Ass stats for your ass.
Ass stats.
All right, guys. Sticking with the Angels for our next fair or foul question. It's not really the Angels as much as it is like the rest of the league's managers, along with the consideration of one Ron freaking cocaine sniffer, at least formerly Washington. So, of course...
Don't you blasphemy Wash like that.
Give me your best...
That guy is my hero. He's got a mustache. He's been to multiple World Series, won one as a third base coach, and got popped in his 60s for doom blow.
Can you tell me...
Spirit animal.
I mean, since Ron Washington, I'm pretty sure the only manager to be fired for...
The 7-foot kid that strokes it with the acne on his back.
That was a misfire, but kind of worked.
Hey!
And spit on that thing.
I'll take both. That was good. No, but do you notice, like, the only, I think, manager or player to lose his job for infidelity was the Mickey Callaway, pitching coach turned manager for the Mets. But he was being a creep. Like, Ron Washington is the only guy fired, I believe, for cocaine use and cheating on his wife. It's crazy to me.
Good for him.
I would never cheat on my wife, but God, that guy's living an awesome life.
My point is
he's like
that
the David Ruffin of MLB, okay?
Am I right?
There's allegedly a lot of sleeping around going on the road in MLB or multiple sports combined, so we don't know, but we know, and I just hate to see a guy basically just thrown out of baseball for that. But he worked his way back, and now he is at the top of the list of the next managers to get fired. Of course, Orioles manager Brandon Hyde. Over the weekend, the latest name, you had Derek Shelton let go by the Pirates. You had Bud Black then let go, and Hyde becomes the third one. Who will be the fourth, y'all? So the two names that are the highest on this list are one Ron Washington and John Schneider for the Toronto Blue Jays. They are only one game under 500, much better than the Angels, at least in the NL East compared to the Angels spot in the West, guys. Fair or foul, the next manager to be fired will be Wash of the LA Angels.
Can they fire the Rockies manager a second
again?
Time?
Again?
Yeah. Like, oh, my God.
You ever fired two managers in one season?
You're just as bad as the last one. Has that? I wonder if that's ever happened. I feel like...
Well, I mean, I'm sure they don't come back, so are you technically fired? Like, they remove the interim
That'd be amazing.
Tag and say, you are not coming back.
I kind of want to see that happen.
I don't think that counts.
That would be a shocker. I'm looking at the managers or the teams that are wallowing in the MLB. I don't know. I don't know if that's really Ron Washington's fault how bad the Angels are, though.
Yeah, but they spent money, so they're, like, expecting him to do something. Oh, sorry, Joko. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Guys that can get fired by the end of the year.
Is Don Mattingly still in Miami?
No. No. John Schneider is a great, great call.
Yeah.
Ron Washington. I don't think Kotze.
No, he's not on the list.
You know,
Do you know who the Marlins manager is?
Stop asking questions. Espada Houston could be interesting, but I think they'll give him a leash. Pat Murphy in Milwaukee.
I mean, he's in his second season, and they won the division last year. I don't think that's going to happen.
What about Marmol? Oliver Marmol. Cardinals aren't doing terrible, but they're not great either.
I mean, they're out kicking the coverage right now.
Well, they fired Schilt, though, and it's literally gotten them what with Marmol?
It's not going to be Marlins because their manager is in his first season. Their manager's name is Clayton McCullough.
Clayton McCullough. Oh, right, because Skip Schumacher won NL Manager of the Year, and then they fired him.
F you. So it's not going to be him.
I think it's Schneider, personally, so I will say foul. I think the Rays will do Rays things and eventually get up. And I think Baltimore can't be this bad all year. Don't be shocked if Toronto finishes last in that division. Santander, Bichette, Vladdy, Springer.
And
who's the fat guy, catcher?
Alejandro Kirk. That is Kirk. Yes, sir. Yeah, and I don't see the Nationals getting rid of Martinez anytime soon.
He's on the list, though. Surprisingly, he's up there with these two.
Yeah, but his team is in. I mean,
they're making moves. They're also in a really hard division.
And they're young.
And they won a World Series in the last five, 6 years.
No, he'll get at least two more years. Then they'll fire him. Then they'll go to a World Series.
You know,
Showalter model.
Hey. Yeah, I would say if it's not Ron Washington, then it's John Schneider.
This is
Washington's second year, right?
Yeah, this is only his second year, which is why it's so surprising. But he wasn't, I mean, looking at some articles, he wasn't really thought to be a long-term answer there anyway.
Looking at the West, though, he is by far the biggest chance.
Yeah.
Because Kotze ain't going anywhere.
Nope.
Bochy can manage there until he's dead. Espada, they're going to give him a leash, and Dan Wilson's in his first year and in first.
I'm going to lean John Schneider if things just keep going in a downward trajectory. Like the Angels, I mean, if they really thought they were going to be competing for the division this year.
Because there's also teams that are like that aren't going to be good this year. Like Tampa's not going to be good this year. Cash is not getting fired. Okay?
But
he's not getting fired.
He would have gotten fired 7 years ago if
he's not getting fired. Tito and Cincy is not getting fired. Schilt, Melvin, Roberts, Lavolo are not getting fired.
They think I'll go Schneider first and then maybe Ron Washington, but they might give him one more year, honestly.
I'll take a third wild card. Nobody.
I like that.
For the rest of the season?
The rest of the season.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case either, yeah.
Should have thrown that as an option.
I'd fire Aaron Boone, but I've been on this train for a long time.
You have, and I'm not sure they're going to.
Especially after giving him an extension.
Yeah, no kidding. I heard Scott Service thrown around as a candidate for the Orioles job, Joe. That ruffle your skirt.
I think that'd be a great hire. I think Service is a really solid manager.
Yeah. Just doesn't have much to work with, kind of like he did in Seattle. So
you're just digging the knife into the wound.
I mean, who do you want?
I don't know. Someone who actually coaches a winning team.
Buck.
Service brought the Mariners back to the playoffs there, brah.
Buck, dude.
And how did that end up for him?
Go get Buck.
You go back to Buck? Are you serious?
Why not? Get his old ass out there.
God, the Orioles become the Billy Martin freaking Yankees of the 2020s.
Unbelievable. Billy Martin won titles.
All right, guys.
That was a low blow.
That was. Kind of went right over my head. My bad.
That was a low blow.
All right, guys, I think we got time for one more. Let's see. I'll choose one of the ones I have left. Oh, this is a great one. So we did get an update in the last couple of weeks about the Pittsburgh Pirates fan that fell over the outfield wall. He is alert, suffered some pretty rough...
Why am I laughing?
What the hell, dude? What's wrong with you? What, did I say something funny?
No, it's totally me.
I'm just funny looking.
It's a good thing he's made, you know, is in better condition. He's
making
now.
A recovery.
Yeah.
Geez,
I'm so happy, Patrick, for that.
Okay, now you have me laughing.
Well, I think I'm giggling because I saw a headline that somebody is charged, and this is like his best friend or something.
It's 100%.
A buddy. Yeah, this is kind of where I was getting to, but to set up the story, but exactly.
It's his buddy from Sigma Nu.
Yeah, bro. Frat activities. Actually, it was a frat attend the ball game. No, I'm just kidding. That would have been nuts, and there probably would have been more than one guy over the wall. Let's see here. But as I get the music going again, my bad. So basically, the update on this kid is, of course, he's alert. He is going to recover. Pretty rough injuries, though. They did charge his friend for providing him with alcohol as an underage citizen.
Oh.
He is 20 years old. Oh. So he is only 20, and the story...
His buddy was 21.
The story as to why this happened is because, basically, as a 20-year-old, his buddy was lighting him up with drinks the whole game.
And it's not that you can't, like, he can't decide that he doesn't want to press charges. It's that it's not up to him.
No, saw it. They got the video surveillance and saw who he was with. Saw the guy buy two beers at the counter and
pass
then later,
one to him.
Yeah,
which happens at stadiums all day, every day. Not absolving or anything like that, but that happens at stadiums everywhere.
Well, and you know, Bob Nutting and the Pirates were like, "I'll be damned if I'm paying any money towards any sort of lawsuit."
Let's
check every camera.
The tapes. I want to know.
I'm not paying players. I'm not paying money for lawsuits.
No, and he fires the, like, one person that sold the guy a couple beers?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
and
yeah,
like,
you
see,
know.
We've handled the problem internally, and we're as disappointed as everybody else.
That'll save
situation.
Us $10.25.
You know their boss.
It's Pennsylvania $7.25.
Oh, no, yeah.
It was the dude that sold him the beer and the boss of the dude that sold him the beer that got fired.
Blah, 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 blah.
Right down the line. But anyways, because of him being... drunk and over-consuming, he essentially launched himself over the wall to cause said rough injuries, broken ribs, broken shoulder, lots of stuff. Guys, this had me thinking about the safety, and you talk about liability, especially one like the Pittsburgh Pirates, a team that is super, super cheap. You wonder if teams are going to start considering maybe, okay, we should not allow fans at all onto the field or able to hop over the fence in any part of the ballpark. Fair or foul, guys, I don't want this to happen, but I see us going towards it. Nets should be placed around all of the outfield to completely block access, excuse me, for safety reasons, fair or foul.
You're kind of talking about, they do this in places in Italy.
They do.
In Serie A, like giant plexiglass. I mean, it's almost like a hockey rink. To prevent people from throwing stuff and jumping on, et cetera. Hockey does it for safety of their fans, but we're kind of like used to it, right? Isn't that part of the aesthetic of hockey?
Yes.
Is the plexiglass around, you bang on it, even though the attendees tell you not to bang on it, and you still do because that's why we're there. I don't think it'll go this far. I will say foul. I think that would be a pretty steep punishment, quote unquote, for the fan experience. And if there's anything baseball has going for them, is it's the best live experience outside of a competitive football game, and I mean football game, to be at, that I don't think baseball wants to really do too much more to prevent the on-field experience. I will say foul.
Yeah, I understand the netting around the foul lines because of bats flying out there
and hard
foul
hit balls. Baseballs.
Yeah, exactly, but... To do it in the outfield, surround the entire field, I mean, that's just, yeah, I am not on board with
that. I wouldn't have Adam Jones with that catch for Team USA.
Well, yeah, and I think that would mess up players going for those outfield home run catches. I know it'd be different from field to field.
They'd all break their shoulder like Victor Robles.
Yeah,
it'd be interesting if they do something like they have in Toronto. I mean, you saw Dalton Varsho climb that wall. It'd be interesting if, like, that's what it is. Like, if you make
that picture is insane.
I know. If you make it that much higher, then that would really prevent you from messing around because then you know you're really going to be hurt. But then what would the Yankees do with the short pitching run? What about pesky pole in Boston?
Or that stupid green wall. reports from that Pirates game were
like
saying...
that we decided that left center and right field of Fenway suck.
Yeah, basically the whole field.
It centers like 465 and there's a weird corner.
They built it in the early 1900s. Get with the times. The reports from that Pittsburgh game is that the kid that fell... reports say that he was yelling Alpha Sigma on the way down.
Alpha Sigma!
Wish that were true.
All right, that is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the hour. Thank you, Schultzy. That was a good one.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.